For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good, Adam. I hear you great. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about my front page story in a second. The question I asked you was fantastic. But I do want to ask you this. You played at Princeton. You played in the NFL. But you have the rare distinction of being on a 150th anniversary team. because we are in 2019, you were named to that. And, of course, people may not know this. Rutgers-Princeton, the first football game in 1869. Was anybody on that 1869 team also on the 150th anniversary team?
You know what, Adam? I got to go back and check and see. You know what? I hope they had at least one guy on there.
You'd think.
From that year. I mean, how did I even know the guys' names back then, right? Like, that is unbelievable. That's a great point. I'm so glad you brought that up because that's going to be my new line. Like, Tom Brady isn't on any 150th anniversary team.
See? Well, you played with Tom, right?
I did, yeah. 05 and 06 till I got traded to Cleveland. We were teammates. And, Adam, I could tell you a million things about him, but I'm really proud of my seven-year career, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's twice the average, which is 3.5. Tom started a year before me. I played 7, 01, 08. He just retired in 2023.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, 30-year-olds, okay, have never seen the NFL without Tom Brady in it.
Yep.
Because they don't remember when they were 5 or 6, right? So a 30-year-old does not know about the NFL without Tom Brady in it. That is just bananas.
Yeah, I said yesterday that Tom Brady played longer in the NFL than he didn't, right? So he was 22 or whatever it was, and so his entire career was longer than whatever happened before his career. You said you were surprised, though, that he retired. Is this because we just assumed he was going to play it forever?
No, I think... last year, I had heard behind the scenes a bunch of talk that he was done, you know, that was going to be the end.
Right.
So when he retired last year, I wasn't surprised because people that know him had kind of hinted about that to me. This year, it just seemed like most of the momentum was pointing towards him continuing to play. And I thought he played for the Raiders, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. I thought that was most likely. And after he got divorced, I guess I thought, well, maybe he doesn't have that force compelling him
right.
to stay home, that force compelling him to retire anymore now that he's divorced. But maybe it made him even more want to spend even more time with his family now that he is divorced. I don't, you know, he'd have to be the one that would speak to all that stuff. I wanted him to keep playing. Well, two things, Adam. I didn't like watching him this year. Mm. You know, everybody that knows him or played with him loves him. You'll never catch one person actually knows him to say a bad word about him.
Right.
Which is really unbelievable. It really is. So it was kind of painful to watch him not play great this year, not be on a good team.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side is my daughters are 9 and 10. And every year when they go to school for the first day, you know, and they can tell everybody in class, in their new class, that their daddy played with Tom Brady, that made me cool for another year.
That's true.
So I was just hoping he would play 9 more years. I only need him to play 9 more years, Adam. Get him through high school and I would have been good.
But it's still true. It doesn't change the fact that you did play with Tom Brady. Ross Tucker podcast is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. How does Brady's retirement impact Aaron Rodgers?
Well, it's funny you say that because I tweeted this yesterday. I think it impacts it very much because, first of all, Aaron Rodgers was never going to retire this offseason.
Right.
Okay? It goes against every ounce of human nature to decide, you know what? No, I'm not going to do something I love for 5 months for $60 million. Who decides that? Who says no to that?
Right.
Show me one person who's like, you know what? From August through December, I can get $60 million, play football for another year. Nah, I'm not going to do that. I don't care how much money you got, bro.
Right. Doesn't matter.
$60 million?
Yeah.
$60 million? So he was never going to retire anyway. But if you've paid attention to Aaron during his career, he really does care what people think about him. I mean, he always knows what's out there, always knows what's being said. He's very sensitive to it, which is totally his right. He's not going in the Hall of Fame the same year as Brady. He's not playing second fiddle again. Right. He's been second fiddle to the guy his whole career.
Right.
He's not going to then go and be second fiddle again at the Hall of Fame. He's playing.
Where is he playing, Ross Tucker? Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
You guys want him down there in Carolina?
I mean, it would certainly make Carolina better. There's no offensive personnel here, though. That's the problem.
It would make Carolina the favorite to win the division.
Yeah.
For sure. 1,000%. And I think the owner there is kind of getting antsy enough and desperate enough. He'd probably do it. He'd probably pay the money, don't you think?
Oh, he'd pay the money. Yeah, I don't think that's the issue. Will they give up the ninth pick? What is the cost just to get Aaron Rodgers? I think that might have something to do with it.
You know, I don't know that, Adam. I think there's some people that aren't really all that interested in paying him $60 million. Mm-hmm. So, but I think there's some that are, like the Jets. I think the Jets realize they go to the playoffs next year with him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's worth it to them to get him in there. So I think the Jets are probably the front runner right now. Packers are still in the mix, but seems pretty clear the Packers kind of want to move on from him.
Is it mutual? Does he also want to move on from them?
That I'm not so sure about. I don't think he liked the way it ended last year with that loss. I think he cares about his legacy. I think he would prefer to stay. Stay with his friends. Stay where he's comfortable. I don't know that he's all that interested in going to another team. You know, I just think, especially if he thinks it's only a year or maybe two, I don't know that he wants to do that, but if the Packers aren't willing to do the things he wants them to do to try to win, then maybe he'll be willing to do it. I think Aaron wants the Packers more than the Packers want him.
I'm not sure the Packers have a really good fallback. I'm not sure that Jordan Love is ready to be a division-winning quarterback, but if they want to roll those dice, and I guess there are other quarterbacks out there, they can explore those. One more football thing before I ask you the question I asked at the very beginning. How successful do you think the Broncos will be immediately with Sean Payton? I think it was worth what they gave up. I didn't think they gave up a ton to get an elite level head coach. But how successful will they be immediately?
Yeah, I guess the way I look at that is they've invested so much in Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. you know, the draft picks, the money, kind of made sense to double down, right? Kind of made sense to give up the draft picks and the money to try to maximize whatever it is that Russell Wilson still has at this stage of his career. Whatever that is, I think they feel like they're going to get that out of him from Sean Payton. So that part of it made sense to me to try to maximize Russell Wilson. I don't know. You know, Sean Payton is so particular and precise, and Russell Wilson is such a second reaction guy. I don't know. I'll be really curious to see how that marriage works.
All right, before we let Ross Tucker go, Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. I mentioned at the very beginning, this is actually even before you could hear me, my son's a fairly good goalkeeper, and if I want to, I can't get the news to cover him because he's only in eighth grade. So, I mean, honestly, we're just sort of kidding around here. But if I wanted to get a news story written about him, do you know a way I could do this, Ross Tucker?
You know what's so funny, Adam? That's actually exactly what you just laid out there. That's why we started the company, myfrontpagestory.com, mm-hmm. because of newspapers contracting and there being less and less coverage. To be honest with you, it's turned into more of a gift-giving business.
Right.
Like, we kill it on Valentine's Day. Because guys, like, when they're driving to Chick-fil-A or something, they'll talk to one of our writers for 10 minutes
right.
about how great their wife is. The writer writes this unbelievable story. Get a couple pictures. It's framed. Looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's beautiful. And it's just so money, Adam, to be able to say, hey, honey, I want to do something special for you. So I had a story written about you. Like, that just sounds awesome. I had a story written about me? Like, how did you do that? How did you get that done? And then they read the quotes about, you know, I never thank her enough, all the little things she does for the family. Like, they cry almost every time. And then it's like the gift that keeps on giving because it's hanging up in the house somewhere.
There you go.
Myfrontpagestory.com. If you guys have not gotten a Valentine's Day gift yet, myfrontpagestory.com. Trust me.
By the way, you could do it just in line at the Chick-fil-A. You don't need, because they're two lines and they stretch around the block. At Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Thank you very much, my friend. I appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again.
Anytime, man. Let me know.
You got it. Ross Tucker.
Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.